What's up, everybody? This is another edition of the Scarfo Show. This is the third installment with MTS Management Artists. So hope you like music. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Coming back next week, we'll head back into longer format podcasts with different sorts of guests. So yeah, hope you like it. As always, at the Scarfo Show all over social media, the Scarfo Show at hotmail.com. Like, share, comment, subscribe, hit me up if you have any questions, if you want to be on, if you know someone who would like to be on. Share this with a friend, and much love to everyone. Hope you enjoy it. Be good. Peace. Have a great week, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Scarfo Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special edition of the Scarfo Show. This is the third edition with artists from MTS Management, so you're probably more used to the format. Today we've got John Vento out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. John, you want to give the listeners a quick intro, let them know where they can find you?
Sure. They can find me primarily on my website, johnvento.com, and that's V-E-N-T-O. Of course, I'm on all the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram and Spotify and iTunes and those kind of things. So, well, thanks for having me on today, Chris.
That's my pleasure, John. That's my pleasure. So why don't you tell me a little bit about how you got your starts in music? Were you always a passionate musician, songwriter, or how did that come about?
Well, I think I was always passionate about music, but to say I was a passionate musician or songwriter would be an overstatement. I really didn't even understand the craft many years ago when I was a little younger, and all I wanted to do was sound like everybody else and, you know, sing cover songs and perform in front of people. And I was blessed to make some great friendships along the way and receive some incredible mentorship and guidance and encouragement. And it really hasn't been until the past, I don't know, 10 or 12 years or so, where I've gotten serious about composition and lyrical writing and arrangement and collaborating with musicians on original music.
Awesome. And so you're the front man for the Businessmen.
Yeah.
And I believe also Needs Hotel, is that correct?
Needs Hotel Band. Needs Hotel Band.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. Yep. Do you also mm-hmm. play an instrument?
No, I just sing.
I like how you say that. No, I just sing.
Well, you know, I admire so many of these great players, great guitar players, and so on. And that's why I'm so blessed that I kind of have to collaborate when I write original music and I have ideas. I bring in so many talented folks, and it's just, I think it makes the material better.
For sure, for
sure. To let go and collaborate.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what kind of style of songwriting did you enjoy, let's say, coming up?
Well, you know, I'm probably lyrics and stories are real important to me. Plus, I'm a rock and roll guy. So, you know, it all starts with Bob Dylan and guys like that and Springsteen and Seeger. You know, the storytellers that kind of also came from the genre of more rock and roll. But at the same time, I love, you know, heavy bands, what I call heavy bands, like, you know, Led Zeppelin and Rush. I'm a huge Rush fan.
Awesome.
And the imagery that they create. So, you know, I've got a lot of influences. And then on the folk side, Gordon Lightfoot, Harry Chapin, and guys like that. So, you know, it's pretty big spectrum of the kind of music that I was influenced by.
Awesome. And how about your songwriting? How do you, how would you describe your style?
Well, I think it has a basis in blues and rock and roll from a musical standpoint. Lyrically, I think there's a seriousness to, especially this new album, Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage, is somewhat autobiographical. So for me, I primarily write about direct experiences that I've had and then try to make enough connection and imagery that it just might appeal to a broader spectrum of people.
Right on.
So, So I guess that's kind of the way I approach it. But for over 2.5 years working on a singular project with a theme where I've got to now kind of like take a cold shower and go on to a new subject, you know, I think I wore this one down to death.
Awesome. And I mean, it seems to be working, right? I mean, the single Rainbows and Lightning reached 19 on iTunes in Canada.
Yes.
And you're also January 2019 Billboard Magazine's Emerging Artists. That seems to be that it's working.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed that the album has received some really nice reviews and positive feedback and some critical acclaim. And like you said, people are listening. Rainbows and Lightning hit 19 in Canada. We've had, 35 or 40,000 hits on Spotify, and our video has been really strong. And I'm excited for our next release, which will be coming up in a couple weeks. The next single will be called Humble Way.
Awesome. And
we
will
be releasing.
How would you describe, right before, we're actually going to take a listen, but how would you describe Rainbows and Lightning as a song itself?
Well, it's actually a track where we purposely dip back into the merging the sounds of the psychedelic era of the 1960s with guitar from the British Invasion. So we went into it with the design of a specific genre from the musical standpoint. And the lyrics are just about, you know, rainbows and lightning, a real relationship. Rainbows are all warm and fuzzy and everything's wonderful, like love.
Yep.
And then out of the blue, you can get struck by lightning. And man, things can get screwed up in a hurry. So, the title reflects the lyrics and the sudden change that could occur in a relationship.
Awesome. So, just right quick, let's take a quick break. We're gonna listen to that song, and we'll be right back, folks.
Pictures of pictures and pictures of frames. Looking through lenses for a sparkle of flame. If I can see a love that looks like success, then maybe next time I won't make such a mess. Searching for something with no shame and no blame. A picture-perfect love that's not just a game. Back in a movie on a bench in the park, thought I could find the look of love from afar. Then into focus, much to my surprise, there stood an angel looking into my eyes. Pictures of paintings, I put love in a frame. From that perspective, it just isn't the same as being there and seeing how hard I fail. Catching my breath between heaven and hell. Love can be frightening, but it's beautiful too. Rainbows and lightning between me and you. Rainbows and lightning. sun comes up, I pray to be a better man. As the storm clouds form above, lightning strikes again. All that's left is a barren wasteland from the pain and baggage. Stop the pain so the blood runs free. Broken bones and wreckage.
Awesome. That was Rainbows and Lightning, everyone. I hope you enjoyed it. So, John, let me know a little bit about what's coming up, what's in the pipe for you.
Well, a couple things. We've got some shows coming up here in the Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh region. But the biggest thing that we have coming up is that the album is going to serve as the music, like a soundtrack to a stage play that will be presented on September 13th and 14th here in Pittsburgh at a place called the Oaks Theater, which is an old retro theater. I'm collaborating with a playwright by the name of Amy Hartman, who's an established award-winning playwright. And we're going to bring this story to life on the stage.
And are you going to be singing the songs live, I guess? Yeah.
No, you know, we thought about that. That's a great question. Initially, we said we would, you know, the band would serve as like an orchestra pit, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a multimedia experience.
Okay.
So the songs will be used, they'll be used in visual form and audio, and it will be, it'll be that kind of presentation. It will not be live performance.
That's all right. I mean, the multimedia, it also allows for a smooth sailing, I guess.
Thank you. Our production people were so worried about, you know, the whole live band thing, and it's a rock and roll kind of band.
That's it, yeah.
Tying that in, and this theater, which is a great theater, doesn't really have an orchestra pit, so we were worried about some acoustic issues mm-hmm. with folks in the front.
Yep.
So, yeah, you get it. It sounds like you have experience in that regard.
Yeah, I'm actually a guitarist and a singer-songwriter myself. I'm not very prolific, unfortunately, but I let other passions kind of take the forefront. But I'm always sitting next to my guitar, and I pick them up a couple times a week. So I like to still scratch the guitar every now and then. But I have experienced live show mm-hmm. settings, some of which with awesome sounds, and some of which a little less.
I hear you. But having fun, isn't that all that matters, really?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so, being that the single did so well here in Canada, are you planning any Canadian tours?
You know, it's so funny. I'm not, but I want to.
Right.
Just last week, a friend of mine who helps me with social media said, so when are we going to Canada? So I was going to talk to Michael from MTS Management about that.
Yep.
And would really love to come. You know, we're not that far from Canada here in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
You know, to get to the border on the other side of Buffalo is less than 4 hours away. And I love the region, and I've been to Toronto many times. So I certainly would welcome that. I'll have to get on Michael about making that happen.
Yeah, I'll do the same. It's funny. I still have a couple ties in the music industry since I haven't been active, let's say, in 10 years or so. But I have buddies that I played with that are still super super active, and some of them might actually be right up your alley. So, like I said, I'll reach out to Michael, and I'll let him know that there are potential venues that may welcome you. Well, they'll definitely welcome you with open arms, but whether it works out schedule wise, that's another story, right?
Yeah, it is. But I tell you, I would certainly appreciate that.
Absolutely,
because we would love to come up and perform, and we know that the only thing the Canadians love more than their music is their hockey. So we would truly welcome that.
Yeah, and being I'm a Montrealer, my team's out, unfortunately, but But I still have Toronto and the Oilers battling. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I see the Toronto's doing very well with their young team.
Yeah. How about you? Are you a big Penguins fan or a hockey fan at all?
Yeah, I'm definitely a great Penguins fan. And obviously, we just took it right between the legs, didn't we? Four in a row by the Islanders.
That was unexpected, you know, to say the least.
Unexpected. You know, we are so spoiled here in Pittsburgh. We've won 3 Stanley Cups in 9 years. And we went from Mario Lemieux, one of the greatest players in the world, if not the greatest, and then just a few short years later, we have Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
We're spoiled. We have to really treasure the wonderful hockey that we've had for many, many, many years.
Absolutely.
So this year was just a tough one. That's all.
Yeah. And like 4 in a row, no one, like I said, like, I mean, the Islanders did great all year for sure, but no one expected a 4 in a row. So, yeah.
No.
But
they outplayed us. They out-hustled us. And, you know, hockey players are special people. They're my favorite professional athletes. They have humility, hard work ethic, and they're just tough guys and so skilled. They're absolutely the best.
Yeah. And what's the most impressive is the variability in like hockey player size. You know what I mean? Like, you can be 5'5" and up to like Zdeno Chara, what, he's 6'7", I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have a whole spectrum of different sized players, but it's all about the caliber. And like you said, the hard work, the grit, it is definitely a special, special sport.
Absolutely.
So
I love it.
Getting back to music, it's funny. My podcast tends to go a little bit all over the place, so I'm used to that. But for those listening, so essentially, like I said, I'll try to see what we can do about getting you guys to Canada. That would be great. And besides the play, other tours lined up, or just staying around the Pittsburgh area? And
We have a few weeks ago, we went up to northeastern Pennsylvania to Wilkes-Barre, and then we were in central PA. We have a show coming up in Cleveland, Ohio. But for me, it's really more about continuing the recording process.
Yep.
I have a couple tracks that didn't make the album just simply because we ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interestingly enough, we ran out of time because we wanted to release the CD before opening a show for another Canadian guy named Gino Vannelli.
Oh, nice.
So you may know who Gino Vannelli is from Montreal. And,
yes, I do.
So he was coming to Pittsburgh, and we did an acoustic set to open his concert, and we wanted to have the CD done in time for that.
It's always good to keep a couple in your back pocket, too.
Yeah, it is. It's fun, and it's especially nice to revisit these tracks with so much distance between, mm-hmm. the recording schedules, and now we have approached them with a fresh view.
Yep.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome, John. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to come on. I also want to take a second to let people know, which bands you listen to, no matter what style of music you listen to, we all know kind of what's going on with the music industry, with downloading and streaming. I said this on the first podcast I did with Tia. If you were able to support local bands, support any bands, like I said with Tia, even if you're not sure you can go to an event, just buy the damn ticket. I mean, it's not terribly expensive to buy a ticket and figure the shit out later.
Right.
And I mean, that's how artists and bands survive nowadays. It used to be record sales gave quite a bit of money and it was all good. You could buy a record and you didn't have to maybe go out to the show. But nowadays, you know, like I said, the way it is with streaming and downloading, they still haven't figured that shit out.
I don't know what the answer is on that, man. You said it very well.
Yeah. And plus, there's not much that beats a proper live performance. So you get a 2-for-1. You're supporting an artist and you're getting a proper rendition of the track itself. So that's, I just want to put that out there. John, any words of wisdom that you might have to share with aspiring singer-songwriters?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'd say be original, stay original, and be selfish. Meaning create the music for yourself and don't worry about anybody else and just stay on a path of originality. And I think good things will happen.
That's amazing. Again, thank you so much, John, for coming on. Thank you, Michael at MTS, for putting these together. It's been a real blast. And once again, that's another episode of The Scarfo Show. You can like, comment, share, subscribe. I'm everywhere on social media at The Scarfo Show. If you like what you hear, you can review. And if you don't like what you hear, well, write me an email, thescarfoshow@hotmail.com, and let me know. I'm always looking to improve. As always, much love, everybody. Be good. Peace. And that's another episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scarfo Show.